Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Jeevan Gaur Haridas Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic glories of Vamshivadan Thakur and Shyam Anand Prabhuji on their appearance day. I would like to hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji to give the brief introduction about Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, dear devotees. His Grace Jeevani Gaur Haridas Prabhuji has been associated with the International Society for Krishna Consciousness for 22 years. Disciple of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, he is a secular leader with South Central Chennai Zone with more than 25 Bhakti Vriksha programs. Every year, he takes hundreds of devotees to Mayapur and Puri, and he is proficient in Tamil. Prabhuji's articles are published regularly in Tamil, Back to Godhead magazine. He is an online Tamil, he gives online Tamil classes on Chaitanya Leela and attracts numerous of devotees worldwide. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tiffany Mataji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Panam. Please accept our humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for giving your very valuable time and association on enlightening us on this special topic. I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna. So I welcome all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who have assembled here to hear the glories of Vamshivadan Thakur and Shyamananda Pandit. As mentioned by Vrindavan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat, just by hearing, just by uttering the holy names of these great Vaishnava Acharyas, all the living entities in this universe get delivered. So we are really fortunate to hear about the glories of the great Acharyas. There is a very special interesting events in the life of Shyamananda Pandit, which we will be hearing today. And we can just understand how by the mercy of these great Acharyas, they not only delivered the kings, Mlechas, Yavanas, and even the Vaishnava Aparadis. So merciful are Shyamananda Prabhu and all the eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya. So today the session will be like, we will be covering Shyamananda Pandit and also Vamshivadan Thakur. Maybe at the end of last 10 minutes, we will be also seeing the visuals of the holy pastime places enacted by Shyamananda Pandit. Shyamananda Pandit, he was born with the right to preach in Odisha. Lord Chaitanya, he ordered Nityananda Prabhu to preach vastly in Bengal and Narottam Das Thakur in the riverside of Padma, and Shyamananda Pandit as well as Rasikananda Prabhu to preach vastly and widely in Odisha. So he was born in Odisha, Darendra Bahadurpur. Father's name is Krishna Mandal and mother is Durika. They gave birth to several children. They all died. And due to that reason, Shyamananda Pandit's parents, they named him as Dukki. Dukki means very sorrowful. In his early childhood days, he showed great, tremendous art in learning Sanskrit and also great devotion to Krishna. So when he matured, then immediately he got an intense feeling that he should meet his spiritual master, who is none other than Hridaya Chaitanya Das. Hridaya Chaitanya Das, he was living in Ambika Karna, which is hardly 1.5 hours travel from Mayapur. We all know that the associates of Lord Chaitanya, they are either very intimate representative of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda or the female assistants of Srimati Radharani. Hridaya Chaitanya's guru was the great Krishna's intimate friend, Subala, he participated in Lord Chaitanya's Leela as Gauridas Pandit. So Gauridas Pandit, his eternal identity is Subala. So we can understand how by contemplating, meditating on these pastimes of these great acharyas, we get tremendous benefit in terms of purification. Even the stone like a heart, whether it is like a hard iron or a stone, it gets melted by hearing these wonderful pastimes. Gauridas Pandit disciple was Hridaya Chaitanya. Gauridas is Subala. And Hridaya Chaitanya, he is none other than Sudhira Gopi. And Hridaya Chaitanya Das disciple is Shyamananda Pandit. Shyamananda Pandit is Kanaka Manjari. And the Shyamananda Pandit disciple is Rasikananda Prabhu, who is none other than Anirudh. In terms of he is also a Vishnu Tattva. So we all can understand how the eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya, they are very intimately related to Radha Krishna. And in Kali Yuga, we have to understand that Bhaktivinoda Thakur clearly mentions, in order to attain pure love for Krishna, we have to take the shelter of the Pancha Tattva, who have appeared in the holy dham of Navadvipa. Lord Nityananda took Jiva Goswami, Vamsi Vadan Thakur, as well as Shivas Pandit for Navadvipa Pandal Parikrama. And they were able to visualize the eternal pastimes of Lord Chaitanya by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And initially Jiva Goswami was stressing that he wanted to go to Vrindavan. But once the parikrama was completed, Lord Nityananda was forcing Jiva Goswami to go to Vrindavan. But Jiva Goswami was saying that, I feel that Navadvip is non-different from Vrindavan. I would like to stay here. So what is the Siddhanta philosophy behind this? Initially, Jiva Goswami wanted to reside in Vrindavan. But Lord Nityananda was stressing that unless we take complete shelter of Navadvip, the eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya, then we are not qualified to live in Vrindavan. But once the Navadvip Mandal Parikrama was completed, Jiva Goswami, he preferred to live in Navadvip, but Nityananda Prabhu was stressing the fact that, see, definitely after completing the Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, now you are qualified, now you can live in Vrindavan. And these great acharyas, they are very intimately related to Lord Chaitanya. And the Guru Tattva clearly mentions that whenever we see a Guru, whether it is a Diksha Guru or the Siksha Guru, we should always remember in terms of their intimacy with Lord Krishna, how much they are very intimately related to Lord Krishna. So in this way, we can clearly understand how by the mercy of the great acharyas, by contemplating, meditating, by uttering, and as far as possible trying to preach their glories, we are guaranteed with assurance that we can get pure love for Krishna. And this is the verdict of Chaitanya Bhagavat as well as Chaitanya Charitamrita. Just by uttering the holy name of these great acharyas, one is sure to attain the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. There is no doubt on that. And not only that, all the living entities in this universe will be delivered. So Shyamananda Pandit, when he approached Ambika Kalna, where his guru Hridaya Chaitanya Das was residing, then immediately seeing his guru, he prostrated his humble obeisances. And these eternal associates, they could identify each other's identity. So we came to know that Sudhira Gopi came as Hridaya Chaitanya Das. And here Shyamananda Pandit as Kanaka Manjari. When there was a festival happening in Ambika Kalna, Gauridas Pandit, when he opened the curtain of the altar, he found Gaurinitai deities missing. And immediately he could find that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were dancing in the bank of the Ganges. And the Gauridas Pandit, with a stick in his hand, he approached Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Seeing Gauridas Pandit, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda entered into the heart of Hridaya Chaitanya Das. So Gauridas Pandit then embraced Hridaya Chaitanya Das, saying that you are actually my spiritual master. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda have entered into your heart. It means that you are very much close to my masters. So Shyamananda Pandit, he knew that his eternal spiritual master is Hridaya Chaitanya Das. Then Hridaya Chaitanya Das initiated Shyamananda Pandit. Then he gave a clear instruction to Shyamananda Pandit. You should go to Odisha and then preach vastly the glories of Lord Chaitanya. But Shyamananda Pandit, he developed a desire to go to Vrindavan. And at the same time, Shyamananda Pandit was also in a dream told by Madan Mohan that he should preach vastly in Odisha, and he will have a associate named as Rasikananda Murari. Shyamananda Prabhu, then he decided to go to Vrindavan. Then he was under the care of Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami is none other than Vilasa Manjari. So we can understand our acharyas from Rupa Goswami to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. They are all manjaris, eternal maid servants of gopis. So Jiva Goswami, he gave shelter to Shyamananda Pandit. And multi-guru system, ISKCON is a multi-guru system where there are disciples from various spiritual masters. And this multi-guru system was introduced at Lord Chaitanya's time itself. So Jiva Goswami, he was the master. So he was teaching Bhakti Sastra courses to Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivasa Acharya. Shyamananda Prabhu's spiritual master is Hridaya Chaitanya. Narottam Das Thakur's spiritual master is Lokanath Goswami. And Srinivasa Acharya's spiritual master is Gopala Bhatta Goswami. So they all had a different spiritual master, but they were intimately related, very thick friends. They couldn't separate from each other. So they had a wonderful association in Vrindavan. And Shyamananda Pandit, after finishing his bhakti scriptures, then he also had a nice opportunity to do Vrajamandal Parikrama. And Raghava Pandit. This Raghava Pandit is different from Panihati Raghava Pandit. So this Raghava Pandit, he took care of Shyamananda Pandit nicely. Then they did wonderful Vrajamandal Parikrama. And after seeing all these pastime places, he was completely enchanted, mesmerized. We go for Parikrama and these eternal associates go for Parikrama. So what is the difference? So we hear and we try to enter into those pastimes. But these personalities, whether they go for Navadip Mandal Parikrama or Vrajamandal Parikrama, they could visualize all the pastime places. So such is the glory of the Vrajamandal Parikrama, Navadip Mandal Parikrama enacted by the eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya. And after that, we all know that Shyamananda Pandit, along with Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasa Acharya, they took permission of the Jiva Goswami and also from other Goswamis. Then on a nice auspicious day, whatever the books was written by the Goswamis, it was nicely packed in a bullock cart and they started their journey from Vrindavan to Bengal, because those books were to be transported to Bengal and it has to be translated into a Bengali language, because Nityananda Prabhu was preaching in Bengal. And we know that these three personalities, when they came to Vanavishnupur, an interesting event took place by the providence that the books were lost. Bir Hambir, he actually looted all these books thinking that it is a valuable ornaments. And we know that how Srinivasa Acharya, with his determination, he found out the books. Srinivasa Acharya told to Narottam Das Thakur, you please go to Keturi and then preach there. Then he told to Shyamananda Pandit, you go to Orissa, you preach there nicely. I will take care of these books. Don't need to worry. Then Srinivasa Acharya, the local Brahmanas were saying that Veerhampir is a nice Vaishnava, but still, since he had a tremendous war with the Muslim kings, it is like a war-torn province. And if people come with valuable ornaments, he used to have the habit of stealing. Then Shyamananda Pandit, Srinivasa Acharya, then he recovered those books. Then the message was sent to Shyamananda Pandit at Odisha and also to Narottam Das Thakur at Kethuri. They both were completely enchanted by hearing that the lost books were found out. Shyamananda Pandit, he already got instruction from Madan Mohan Deity from Vrindavan that he should preach tremendously, vastly with his associate Rasikananda Prabhu. So on his way, he found a small Muslim king, Sher Khan, and then he was harassing and torturing all the Vaishnavas. He was trying to harass Shyamananda Pandit, but his beard, it got burnt, and then he started to vomit blood. Then in the dream, he got an instruction that he have to surrender to Shyamananda Pandit. Then he, along with his Muslim party soldiers, they surrendered to Shyamananda Pandit. And then he came to Odisha. These places, like Gauramandal Bhumi, East Bengal, West Bengal, and part of Odisha, they are considered to be Gauramandal Bhumi. What is Gauramandal Bhumi? Wherever Lord Chaitanya and his associates appeared, those places are considered to be Gauramandal Bhumi. And in Orissa, Jajpur, then Gopi Vallapur, then Balasur, Remuna, Bhuvaneshwar, Puri, Konark, Katak, then Bahadurpur, Narendra Bahadurpur, like that, there are many places which every Gaudiya Vaishnava should visit. Because these Acharyas, whatever pastime they have enacted, as mentioned by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaura Amara Jay Sabastana Korala Brahmana Rangi Se Sabastava Hairivo Ami Pranayi Bhakata Sanke. Wherever Lord Chaitanya and his associates have performed the pastimes, even for a second, we have to visit those places with loving devotees. And especially the Samadhi areas, they are all very, very powerful. Acharyas live in their samadhi, and if there is a deity and if there is a samadhi, we should immediately approach the samadhi, because the acharyas are living there eternally to bless us. For what purpose they have appeared here? Only to give pure love for Krishna. We may have many desires, but it should culminate in one desire, that we should develop pure love for Krishna. And in this desire, all desires are accommodated. So we should have the firm faith. By developing pure love for Krishna, our life will become successful. It is perfect. So Shyamananda Pandit, he came to Odisha. Then he went directly to Rasikananda Prabhu's house. Rasikananda Prabhu, he was married with his wife was, should be Icha Devi. Then immediately Rasikananda Prabhu told to his wife, you have to take initiation from him. Then Shyamananda Prabhu initiated her as Shyamadasi. And Rasikananda Prabhu, Shyamananda Prabhu, they went from house to house. There was one devotee, Damodar. We can say he was like a yogi, but he had respect for Vaishnavas. Still, he had attachment for the yoga process. So when Rasikananda Prabhu and Shyamananda Prabhu came to his house, Damodar, as usual in the morning, in his courtyard, there will be a bushes where he used to sit in a secluded place and then do yoga meditation. So on the day when Shyamananda Pandit came to his house, he was meditating there. Then immediately when he opened his eyes, he could see Shyamananda Prabhu in his eternal form, giving betel nuts and then doing chamar to Krishna. And he could visualize in front of his eyes. Then he immediately realized his mistake, then came to his house and then regretted for neglecting Shyamananda Pandit, and then he offered his prostrated obeisances, and then he said that to accept him as a disciple. Then Shyamananda Pandit along with Rasikananda Prabhu, they went to very far off places in Odisha, because Odisha at that time, it is generally called as a place full of thieves and burglars. So Odisha was not that much appreciated place. And here in Navadeep, we could find that Lord Chaitanya, he delivered Jagai and Madai. So Lord Chaitanya's glories were spread in Navadeep. But in Odisha, the condition was completely reversed. People were bereft of devotional service to Krishna. Shyamananda Pandit, then when he was along with his associate Rasikananda Prabhu, he was touring from places to places. There was one small king, his name was Udandarai. And this person, we could find that when Lord Chaitanya delivered Jagai Madai, they committed only sinful activities but not Vaishnava Aparad. And in that way, it was easy for Lord Chaitanya to deliver them, though their sin, even Chitragupta and Yamaraja, they couldn't even maintain their accounts. Such is the glory of Lord Chaitanya. And we all know that by mercy of Lord Chaitanya, the associates of Lord Chaitanya are very powerful. And here this small king, Udandarai, he killed more than 700 Vaishnavas. And whatever the, the clothes veered by them, he used to collect them. And then he used to put it as a heap of a hill log. And he used to sit down with his pride. And he committed tremendous Vaishnava aparad. But by the influence of Shyamananda Pandit, when he approached him, immediately his stone-like heart transformed. And then he openly, he revealed his heart, saying that not only he is a sin personified, but also Vaishnava aparada personified. Shyamananda Prabhu, he actually transformed his heart, because these eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya, we can find that they are like a touchstone. Whomever they come into their orbit, everyone becomes like a Vaishnava. So they are like a touchstone. So here, Shyamananda Pandit, he immediately transformed this great sinner and who committed a lot of offenses to the Vaishnava Udandarai as a first-class Vaishnava. Then he immediately regretted, saying that my samadhi, there is one Radhakund Shyamakund at a place called as Kanupur, that is Shyamananda Pandit samadhi place. It is near Balasore. At the end of the session, I will show those visuals to you. So he told that whoever goes to take bath at Radhakund, my samadhi should be in the staircase. So everyone, they should step their lotus feet on my samadhi, and I should get all those dust. So we can see not only the kings, yavanas, lechas, everyone whomever came under the orbit of Shyamananda Pandit and also Rasikananda Prabhu, they were transformed. And there are innumerable, uncountable number of disciples Shyamananda Pandit had. And his disciple Rasikananda Prabhu, so we all know that Rasikananda Prabhu, he actually winded up his pastimes, disappearance pastime, by entering into the Gopinath deity in Remuna. So in that way, we can find that how these associates, they are not ordinary personalities. And whoever comes under their orbit, they had a glance interacting, they immediately got love for Krishna. And at those time, as said earlier, Orissa was not highly appreciated by the people who are all pious. It was like a plundering land. But that scenario was completely, the dynamics was changed by the glorious preaching effort of Rasikananda Prabhu and his spiritual master, Shyamananda Pandit. So you can find many instances how they delivered dacoits, rogues, and who are addicted in Varnashrama Dharmam. Their identity was completely shattered. they completely got to the realization that they are intimately related to Krishna. And here, Shyamananda Pandit's close associate Narottam Das Thakur, he was preaching heavily in East Bengal, that is the present day Bangladesh, and Nityananda Prabhu, he preached here in West Bengal area, not only in West Bengal, mostly in West Bengal, but he also happened to go to East Bengal as well, but specifically Narottam Das Thakur, he was preaching in East Bengal. So we can see how the strategy of Lord Chaitanya for the six Goswamis, he entrusted through them the holy land of Vrindavan should come out through Shyamananda Pandit and Rasikananda Prabhu, the love for Krishna. So they are all like a power of attorney. When acharyas come to this material world, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya doesn't say that you have to give mercy to this person, no. We are giving the Krishna bhakti sakti to you. You have the power of attorney. With whomever you are pleased, you can give love for Krishna. And somehow or other, if we are in the orbit of the pure devotees, we should consider ourselves to be most fortunate. There are two ways of thinking. When a person comes into the orbit of pure devotees, like the Guru Parampara, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, we should definitely consider ourselves to be most fortunate. Again, to advance in Krishna consciousness, we have to cry, alas, even after getting this holy association, I still haven't developed a taste for chanting Krishna's name. Because clearly it is mentioned in the scriptures, no one should claim that they have not committed any offenses. Because if they haven't committed any offenses, just by uttering one name Krishna, torrents of tears should come from our eyes and the eight types of ecstatic transformation should be manifested from our body. If it doesn't happen, it means that we have offenses in us, within us. So only by praying to this acharya, samadhis, because they are our hope. Spiritual life is nourishing hope after hope. And they are here. They have appeared only to give love for Krishna. There are many instances, like when Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he was supposed to depart from this world. Padmalochan Prabhu, he could visualize how Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he was boarding an aeroplane, flying above Mayapur, Prabhupada, Pushpa Samadhi. So he could visualize before one day. And that is also one instance where His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, after his disappearance, there was a great festival happening in Africa. One Mataji, I mean, she was new to Krishna conscious, but she could visualize. You are all glorifying Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, but I can see His Holiness standing here with a gown and then smiling at you. And when I wanted to say that he is personally present here, then he immediately silenced me, doing gestures like this. So, acharyas are present in their samadhi. Maybe we can't see them, but we should have complete faith. Because the way to attain Krishna is Lord Chaitanya. And to attain Lord Chaitanya, he clearly says it is Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda says, my representative, so the acharyas. So the acharyas have so much love for Krishna. So we may not have love for Krishna, but we should have the desire to pray and beg to have love for Krishna from the associates of Lord Chaitanya, like Shyamananda Pandit, Vamsi Vadan Thakur. And in that way, it is guaranteed a return that we may get love for Krishna. There is no doubt on that. And apart from that, Shyamananda Pandit, Rasikananda Prabhu, when they were preaching in Odisha, many people who all came into their orbit, that place all became like a place who were mad after Krishna. They danced, they chanted the holy name, they glorified Krishna. Rasikananda Prabhu, his spiritual disciple, he not only initiated an elephant, Gopal Das, the Muslim king, Ahmad, he was just challenging, if you could tame this elephant, then I would worship Narayana. Then the mad elephant, it was skating and then coming nearby and then stopped near Rasikananda Prabhu, then offered. hundreds of obeisances. So the king was completely astounded to see the glorious miracles of Rasikananda Prabhu. And when even a venomous cobra bit him, only the cobra died. Nothing happened to him. And there was also one pastime in the episode of Ramanujacharya. So he was just asking his disciple who would go to Tirupati to serve Balaji deity. No one raised their hand except one devotee, Anantacharya. And then when he was on the way to Tirupati, he was also bit by a venomous snake. And then the associates surrounding him, they asked, "Aren't you afraid?" He said, "Why should I be afraid? If my devotion is strong than the venomous king, venomous cobra, then I would survive and I would serve Lord here in this physical body. And if the poison of the venomous cobra is more strong than my devotion, I may leave the body, but I will serve the Lord eternally, Vaikuntha." So that was his determination. Determination is very, very important in spiritual life. And how to get determination? We have to cry and beg. These associates, actually in Kali Yuga, no one cries for love for Krishna. But Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and the associates of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they are crying, "Please take up love for Krishna." And they have come here to give the highest, most worthable jewel in this world. Previously, only the intelligent persons, they could understand that this world is Dukkalayam Asaswatam. But now, during the current situation, if you say that this world is a miserable place, people in general, they have come to a mindset to accept this. And Lord Chaitanya, he enacted pastime only for a brief 48 years. And his associates, not so much. They are coming instantly to give the clear message. Life is very short. Perfect your life. And here in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, we get a lot of incidents where we get the confidence that by getting attached and attracted to the lotus feet of Gaur Nitai and to the associates of Gaur Nitai, and by surrendering and then taking initiation and giving our heart to Hari Guru Vaishnava, definitely by their mercy, by the mercy of Gaur Nitai, we can attain eternal service to the Lordship. And Vamsivadan Thakur, he is none other than the flute in Krishna Leela. Vamsivadan Thakur, he was also one among those, along with Lord Nityananda, whom he took for the first time Navadi Pandal Parikrama. Jiva Goswami, Vamsivadan Thakur, and Srivas Thakur. So when Lord Nityananda was saying these pastimes happened here, Vamsivadan Thakur, Krishna's flute, and also Jiva Goswami, Vilasa Manjari, and then Srivas Thakur, none other than Narada Muni, they were able to visualize all those pastime places, and they just rolled on the ground begging for mercy. They are already eternal associates, but they were expressing their feeling of separation. And second time, Ishan Thakur, he took Shyamananda Pandit, Narottam Das Thakur, and Shyamananda Pandit, Narottam Das Thakur, Ramachandra Kaviraj for the second parikrama. Ishan Thakur is a servant of Lord Chaitanya's home. Vamsivadan Thakur, so he was also, when he took birth in present Navadeep town, at that time it was called as Kuliya. At that time Lord Chaitanya and Advaita Acharya was, they were present in their home, blessing Vamsivadan Thakur. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur says that one who understands that the eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya are also eternal associates of Lord Krishna, they become liberated. So we can understand, Krishna has several flutes, Venu, then Vamsi, Sammohini, Akarshini, there are many flutes. possessed by Lord Krishna. Some flute having 15 inches long, and then with 9 holes in it. Some flute with 6 inches, and then with 6 note in it. And then some flute with 18 inches with 4 notes in it. Some flute, it will be like jewel ornamented. So then it will be called as Sammohini. And when it is of pure gold, it is called as Akarshini. So here, the Vamsi flute, we all know that how gopis, they were glorifying Krishna's flute, that he is the most fortunate because he is continuously drinking the nectarian juices from the lips of Lord Krishna. So gopis were appreciating and glorifying Krishna's flute like anything. The same flute, he doesn't want to miss Lord Chaitanya's Leela. So he appeared as Vamsi Vadan Thakur. And Krishna, with his flute, he plays like an expert sound producing man from his flute, that everyone becomes attracted. With a special note, he can attract all the demigods headed by Brahma, Indra, and with a special note, he can attract the Yamuna flowing. So when he want to cross from one side of the river Yamuna to the other side, then he would immediately play in a different note. Then the liquefied Yamuna, it will become like a stone, completely ecstatic. Then he, along with his associates, cow and then calves, he would cross from one side of the Yamuna to the other side. Then he would see whether all his associates, they have come to his side. Then immediately he will again play in a different note. Then naturally, Yamuna, with her ecstasy, she flows in her liquefied form. And sometimes he could also arrest the movement of the moon with his flute. Moon also get ecstatic. And sometimes the cows, when Krishna plays his flute, the cows, calves become stunned in ecstasy. And sometimes he could attract the gopis. Whenever he plays a flute with a special note, he can restrict the audience. When we put the music, we can't restrict the audience. Everyone would be hearing. But when Krishna plays his flute, he can restrict the audience. Oh, this note is only for the cows. This note is only for the gopis. And this note, especially, he also plays in a special 8th note where only Radharani could hear. They all could understand. Krishna had 9 lakh cows. After going to the pasturing ground and then again returning to his father's house, Nanda Maharaj's house, whether he will be calling all the 9 lakh names? No. A special note, flute sound, it reaches to every cow's ear, and that cow's name will be heard by those cow, whether it is Surabhi, Davali, whatever may be the name. Then they immediately start to run towards Krishna. Krishna is an autocrat. He is a super magician. And Krishna, he himself is getting attracted by his beauty and also by the flute sound. Because Krishna, whenever he performs pastime, when he wants to give love, actually the ever-increasing bliss to the devotees, whether it is among the gopis or the gopas, then immediately he would go to a specific place, stand, and then in a three-bended form, he used to take the flute from his waist and then he used to play a special note. And the flute was giving so much ecstasy to all the devotees. So when Lord Krishna came in this age of Kali as Lord Chaitanya, the associates, they came as acharyas. And here the flute also came as the acharya, Vamsi Vadana Thakur. But here in Lord Chaitanya's pastime, he got married. He was also like a servant and protector of Sachi Mata Vishnupriya after Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. So he was completely after Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, he was also completely devastated, because flute, it also gets sometimes pride that I am able to suck the nectar from the lips of Lord Krishna. And we all know that whether it is flute or gopis or Srimati Radharani, in order to curb the transcendental pride, Krishna sometimes disappears. So his pastime, Vamsivadana Thakur couldn't go along with Lord Chaitanya after he took sannyas, but he was serving the devotees very nicely. Because these second generation devotees like Shyamananda Pandit, Narottam Das Thakur, Ramachandra Kaviraj, when they came to Navadeep Mandal Parikrama, immediately Vamsivadana Thakur was able to identify Shyamananda Pandit. Then immediately he took Shyamananda Pandit, Narottam Das Thakur and Ramachandra Kaviraj to all the pastimes, all the nine islands, Antardweep, Sumantadweep, Godramadweep, Madhyadweep, Koladweep, Ritudweep, Janudweep, Modadrumadweep, Rudradweep, and he was completely seeing all the pastimes. Vamsivadana Thakur was saying, this pastime happened at this place. And even now, when we have the transcendental vision, or if our prayers are intense, we go to Mayapur, have darshan of the deities and come back. But still the acharyas say, after going to Mayapur Navadip, if we cry, beg, that I want to see those pastimes, because generally we are getting attracted with so many other things. It is not contradictory if we pray that, please give me a taste in chanting the holy name. There are many pastimes that happened in Navadip Dham. If we pray to Lord Shiva, Parvati Devi, Lord Nityananda, the actual Dham is covered by a thin layer. And by the mercy of Lord Shiva, Parvati and Lord Nityananda, if they give the special mercy, then definitely we can see whether it is Jagai Madai pastime or whether it is Nama Sankirtan pastime or whatever the pastime. But the desire should be very deep. And all the BBT paintings, I can say with full firm conviction, but I will not go deep into that. It is actually windows of the spiritual world. If we want to see Lord Chaitanya along with his associate, whatever the paintings that is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya looks as such. Similarly, Krishna along with his associates, as in Srimad Bhagavatam, when your guru instructs his disciples to paint these wonderful pictures, it means that he is actually empowering them to bring Krishna into our vision. Along with instruction comes empowerment. So we all should pray to Vamsivadana Thakur, to Shyamananda Prabhu, that Ashabandha, very soon one day we all should develop love for Krishna. Our stone may be stone hearted, we may have lot of offenses, that is one side, but we have to take the other side also. These acharyas, they are so merciful and they have come here only to give love for Krishna. We all know the proverb, only a baby who is crying drink for milk. If we beg, actually begging, this is actually only a begging to the associates and to Lord Chaitanya to give love for Krishna. We don't cry, but they cry, please take love for Krishna. And actually if we really cry, for what purpose they have delivered to this world, they become very happy. For this purpose only we have delivered to this world, and you are asking for that, we will give that. So this Ashabandha, one day very soon I will attain that. You should develop those desires. And apart from that, I will also share some visuals about the pastimes related to Shyamananda Prabhu's pastime. So this is the place near Balasur, where this place is called as Gupta Vrindavan, Kanupur. From Balasur, it is very nearby. Here lies the Bhajan Kutir and Samadhi of Shyamananda Pandit. So in Balasur, 9 kilometers very near is Ramuna, where we can find the Gopinath deities, the Samadhi of Madhavendra Puri. And in Mayur Ganj, Sridhara Swami Samadhi, Then Baladev Vidyabhushana, birthplace, and here Shyamananda Pandit, Bhajan Kutir and Samadhi, we can find in Kanpur. So he widely preached in Odisha. We can also find the Padukas reared by Shyamananda Prabhu. And sometimes this Paduka, they are changed every year after the disappearance of Shyamananda Pandit. For what reason? He personally uses it. Even in Sri Rangam, we have a Paduka of Ranganathji. He also goes for hunting and he also goes for many places. So the back, the under portion, it got worn out easily. So every year, they nicely protected. But after the end of each year, they used to change that because it is not only a wave, as said earlier, wherever the Acharya Samadhi is there, the Acharya is personally present there. So we can worship the Padukas because the dust from the lotus feet of the great Acharyas and also the water washing the dust and also the Uchishta, food remnant, these three substances are considered to be most powerful. So we can find every year that they change the Padukas of Shyamananda Prabhu. And this is the Bhajan Kutir where Shyamananda Pandit used to do devotional bhajans. He reached in many places. He reached like in Rayani, Gopi Vallapur, Balarampur, Narsinghpur. This place is also called as Narsinghpur. I mean this Kanpur. Then this is the Radhakund, Shyamakund, which we can see here. To my knowledge, there are many Radhakund, Shyamakund present in this universe. In Vrindavan, we could find beautiful Radhakund, Shyamakund. In Navadeep, in Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, we can find Radhakund, Shyamakund manifested by the potency of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Then in Ritudweep, in the paddy field, Radhakund, Shyamakund is there. Then Srinathji, that is one Radhakund, Shyamakund. Then in the place, Gaurangabari, Narottam Das Thakur, birthplace, there is Radhakund, Shyamakund. Then in Ramakeli, there is Radhakund, Shyamakund, because Rupa Manjari. Then in Pundarik Vidyanidhi Dham, Chittagong, in Bangladesh, there is one Radhakund, Shyamakund. And here in Kanpur, we can also find Radhakund as well as Shyamakund. So wherever you can find when Radhakund and Shyamakund is manifested, it is no ordinary place. Not only Gupta Vrindavan. Here Shyamananda Prabhu, see, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was able to manifest Radhakund, Shyamakund after chanting 100 billion holy names of Lord Hari. And here Shyamananda Pandit, by his strong devotion, Radharani herself, she appeared from this place. And this is the staircase to go to the path of Radhakund, and that King Udandarai, his samadhi is there because he desired that all the Vaishnavas' lotus feet dust should be placed in my samadhi so that I get relieved from all the offenses of killing more than 700 Vaishnavas. So Shyamananda Prabhu is so merciful that he was delivering even Vaishnava aparadhis. There are six types of Vaishnava aparadh. Just thinking in the mind, first type of aparadh, and then killing the Vaishnava is the grossest type of offense. Even he was able to deliver that small king, Udandarai. So here we can see a wonderful land. Here there is also a beautiful deity worshipped by Shyamananda Pandit, Radha Mohan. So this deity also did the past time because for every deity, a temple, there will be hundreds of acres, and there was a pujari, he couldn't plow the field. So this deity, one day when the pujari came to offer worship, he could find this deity hand and legs. It was completely with sand and water. The village people, they were appreciating how in one people the pujari plowed the whole land, but actually it was the deity. So the deities, they are very much reciprocative. Deities are always very much reciprocative. And this is the Bhajan Kutir of Shyamananda Pandit. So he did his bhajan here. So under the leadership of Jiva Goswami, Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Das Thakur, and also Srinivasa Acharya, they were taking the Bhakti Sastra courses at Vrindavan. So at that time, Jiva Goswami gave a specific service to Shyamananda Pandit. There was a Kanana Kunj. Even if you go to Vrindavan near to Loi Bazaar, Seva Kunj, at that time it was Kanana Kunj. Jiva Goswami gave a specific service to Shyamananda Pandit. You go and then clean those areas. So Shyamananda Prabhu, when he was cleaning those areas, he found an anklet. It was a golden anklet. And immediately he could find the divine presence of the anklet. So immediately he took hold of the anklet, and then he was just waiting for the right person to hand over to the owner. And it was actually the anklet of Srimati Radharani. Then Srimati Radharani and her friends, they were searching. Lalita Shakti came, and then she started to persuade Shyamananda Pandit to give the anklet so that it can be given to the rightful owner. Shyamananda Pandit had a debate in an argument mood with Lalita, and the debate went in such a way that Lalita Shakti was supposed to going to get defeated, and Radharani immediately appeared. Seeing the golden effulgence of Srimati Radharani, Shyamananda Pandit completely fainted. And after that, after Shyamananda Pandit fainted, then he came to external consciousness. Then immediately he was supposed to give the golden anklet to Srimati Radharani. Then immediately it fell into the hands of Srimati Radharani. Radharani was so much pleased. Then immediately with the anklet, she put a Nupur. Nupur means anklet, in his forehead. So these Shyamanandis, they have a different tilak. Like we have a U-shaped tilak and the leaf of the tulasi. In Shyamananda Sampradaya, like we have U, they have a little bit of V. And then the U here, actually we have a bend, but they don't have a bend, but it comes below and then there will be a dot. So they are called as Shyamanandis. So his name initially kept by parent, it was Dukki. Then Hridaya Chaitanya initiated him as Krishnadas. Here Srimati Radharani, after giving her special mercy, and she gave her the name Shyamananda Das. So such time happened here at Seva Kunj now. At that time it was Kanana Kunj. So we can understand. So these associates, they are no more ordinary personalities. Somehow or other, if we please them and if they give us their special glance, we should have full confidence they can take us into the close orbit of Radha Krishna. Such pastime happened here. So this glorious pastime of taking the books from Vrindavan to Bengal, these three personalities, Srinivasa Acharya, and Shyamananda Pandit, then Narottam Das Thakur, after taking blessings from Jiva Goswami and all the Goswamis and the leading personalities, Vaishnava, they were on the way to Vanavishnupur. And we also know the great interesting event that happened in the Gaudiya history. So in Vanavishnupur, the dacoits, they were thinking that it is actually a valuable instrument, a valuable ornaments. And then they stole all those things. And by Yoga Maya potency, somehow or other, these three personalities, they were always alert. But somehow Lord Chaitanya wanted to exhibit some mercy, because Srinivas Acharya could inspire Veer Hambir and the complete surrounding to take up the process of Krishna consciousness. That pastime also happened, and Shyamananda Pandit was personally present there. So Shyamananda Pandit Samadhi, so we can find in Kanupur, which is near Balasur. We can find how Shyamananda Pandit got the blessings from Srimati Radharani. And the Shyamananda Pandit, he became very famous for his tilak. Even Jiva Goswami, he started to appreciate how he became complete recipient of Srimati Radharani. And when Srimati Radharani blessed Shyamananda Pandit, not only there was a Nupur tilak, but also she handed over the Shyam Sundar deity. There are the famous seven Goswami temples in Vrindavan, and one temple is known as Shyam Sundar temple. So the Shyam Sundara deity was given by Srimati Radharani, which actually this deity came from the heart of Srimati Radharani. So we can see how powerful from the love which Srimati Radharani possessed in her heart towards Krishna, that manifested as a deity. And Shyamananda Pandit established this Radha Shyama Sundara deity at Vrindavan. So even if you go to Vrindavan, mostly all the devotees would have covered this wonderful Radha Shyam Sundara deity. And the 12 days festival also is celebrated every year in this specific temple during the disappearance pastimes of Shyamananda Pandit for Lordship. We celebrate the appearance day, Ramanavami, Gaur Purnima, Krishna Janmashtami. For Acharyas, we celebrate the disappearance day, Tirobhav Tidhi, more than the Avirbhav Tidhi. The reason is because when they appear like an ordinary person, but when they leave the world, then their contribution is known to the world. So Shyamananda Pandit, so his festival is conducted in many places in Odisha, and specifically in Vrindavan, in this temple also. So the disappearance day of the Acharyas, it gives tremendous benediction for us to attain love for Krishna. We all know that the flute of Krishna, Vamsi, he appeared as Vamsi Vadan Thakur and nicely took care of Sachi Devi Vishnu Priya as a protector, maid servant, and then taking Shyamananda Pandit Narottam Das Thakur, as well as Ramachandra Kaviraj for Navadeep Kandal Harikrama. And we all know that how the flute is so dear to Krishna. If Krishna doesn't have a flute, Gopi say that that person is not Krishna. So Krishna and the flute cannot be separated. So same personality flute, Vamsi flute came as Vamsi Vadana Thakur. So the flute has the rare opportunity to drink the nectar from the lips of Lord Krishna. So in one way, how we glorify the flute, we also have the opportunity to drink the nectar of Lord Krishna's lip daily. And we are doing that. Some may realize or some may not realize. How? All the bhoga offered to the deity is personally taken by the lips of Krishna, and whatever the remnants we are eating daily is also the nectar coming from the lips of Lord Krishna. This consciousness we should have, whether it is prasad or bathing in Ganga or any other devotional activity. It can be either done as a matter of duty or to honor it, or maybe for the pleasure of Krishna, I am honoring it. Even prasad, for my own pleasure, for the pleasure of the tongue, we can take. Or Mahaprasade Govinde, we can say then, respect it. Okay. If I take this prasad, Krishna becomes most pleased. That is the highest mode. So we should always have the mood when taking prasad. It is personally tasted by the lips of Lord Krishna. And in that way, we can maintain the consciousness. So not only we appreciate the prasad, but we take prasad in the mood of pleasing Krishna. Ishya prasado, Bhagavat prasado. So whenever we take prasad, so Guru Krishna becomes most pleased. So it is all only a matter of realization. And after the disappearance of Vishnu Priya, the deity Kameshwar Mahaprabhu, which was personally given by Lord Chaitanya to Vishnu Priya, that was personally maintained by Vamsi Vadana Thakur. Now even in Navadeep, in Koladweep, we can see the Dhameshwar deity. This is non-different from Mahaprabhu. And this deity was maintained by Vamsi Vadana Thakur after the disappearance of Vishnu Priya. So when Vishnu Priya was present and Lord Chaitanya disappeared, they both worshipped the deity. After Vishnu Priya disappearance, it was worshipped by Vamsi Vadana Thakur. Then he installed the deity in the in-law house of Vishnu Priya. Vishnu Priya father Sanatan Mishra. That is now the Dhameshwar area in Navadvip. So such are the glorious pastimes of Vamsi Vadana Thakur, Shyamananda Pandit. So glorious are the pastimes. So just by contemplating, meditating on that, we become purified. So there is unlimited pastime of Lord and his eternal associate. So with this note, I would like to end. And if there is any comment, realization, or Any doubt, you are free to. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for letting us know such a beautiful pastimes and sharing so many beautiful pictures, Prabhuji. So do you have some time for the questions, Prabhuji?
Yes.
Yeah. So I request devotees, if anybody have any questions or realizations to Prabhuji, you can please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
You're giving me us a hope. I mean, at least to me, giving me hope that yes, we can also have this. We can try and we can try to meditate on those pastimes and those associates that have come to give us Krishna consciousness. And so then we can also have some mercy and we can become Krishna conscious. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Our hope in Kali Yuga is Lord Chaitanya and his associates. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur clearly stresses that in Kali Yuga, everyone is frustrated and they are hopeless. But we should always nourish hope with Lord Chaitanya and with his intimate associate. Thank you for sharing this.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Please come more often and give us this hope. Hope against hope. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I just wanted to say thank you for taking us on Parikrama. You took us to the holy dhams and shared so many sweet pastimes with us. So thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I request any other devotees, if you have any other questions, if you are unable to unmute, we can unmute you. You can raise your hands.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful class. And not only that, the realizations that you share about prasadam and so many other things are very, very, very nice, Prabhuji. And you have taken so many people on parikrama around many different places. So we can see that you're showing the places and the importance of Samadhi Mandir and the deities that are worshipped by those great personalities. So much nectarian, Prabhuji, class. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. One question is... Since you have read many books, Prabhuji, I was thinking to ask this question. There are some books that may say about some incidents, a different narration is given than in the other books, or some details are not presented. So how do we know, especially with respect to Lord Chaitanya's associates, which is authoritative and... can you explain to me?
So for Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mangal, Bhakti Ratnakar, so they are all authoritative books, and there are more books also, like Gaudiya Vaishnava, Abhidana, like Gaura Ganodesa Deepika, Prema Vilas, Narottam Vilas, Abhirama Vilas. So but since Prabhupada has translated Chaitanya Charitamrita to us, we take it as an authority. And apart from that, now actually the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, the qualified devotees, they are translating the other literatures from Bengali to English. And sometimes, like even in the personalities, sometime in Gaura Ganodesa Deepika, it may be mentioned that the identity of the personality is like this, and in Prema Vilas, it may be different. So I asked this question to His Holiness Bhanusami Maharaj. He told that Acharyas can differ in the opinion. So there is nothing wrong on that. Secondly, all contradiction exists in absolute truth, Krishna. So we have to take the essence, the principles. So maybe in terms of detail, the version may a little bit differ. But in terms of essence, the teachings, the principles, that mood we can imbibe. That will surely, at the end of the day, it is for us how much we have developed our attachment and love towards Krishna. So that should be the moment. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very grateful for your association, and please come again, Prabhuji. For
maybe Krishna willing, we will have a wonderful Acharya's darshan tour of Bangladesh.
Oh, Hari Bol. Yes, Prabhuji, we can call you for that. Hare Krishna, thank you so much.
Thank you for all the assembled Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis.
Thank you,
Radha Rani, Devi Dasi, Lalitangi Mataji, and to all the Vaishnavis, Vaishnavas.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
We are so thankful to you for giving your very valuable time and association
to
us.
Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Glories to Vamshivadan Thakur ki jai, and Shyamananda Prabhuji ki jai, and His Grace Jeev Gaur Haridas Prabhuji ki jai.
So presently I am in Mayapur. My prayers from Shida Mayapur.
Haribo.
Haribo.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Haribo.